Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35 a.m., we have the unique opportunity to sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a huge difference right here in our own backyard and our communities. Our next guest and his company have been doing that for almost 40 years here in the Valley. I'm super excited to welcome to the program a dear friend of mine and the owner of Elastic Catering. His name is Steve Short, and he joins us this morning as the Business Leader Spotlight. Mr. Short, how are you, bud?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
We've done really a lot of things together. A radio interview, I don't know, is one of them.
Haven't done it yet, no.
And a lot of things we did probably shouldn't be talked on the radio.
We'll keep that quiet.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Well, it's good to see you. You know, I've watched up close and afar of what you've done in your business life. Super impressive. You know, Moon Valley kid, Thunderbird High School, and really just kind of got going in the business. And Elasta, people don't maybe know this, been around for 40 years. That's a long time to be a catering company in Arizona.
We've been through just about every market, every session, everything that you can imagine. But yeah, it's started off as a little family business, little barbecue box lunch style catering company. And met my wife in high school.
Yeah.
I still live in Moon Valley, live in the same neighborhood I grew up in.
Yep.
And my office is about a 7-minute drive away, and we bought this little catering company from our family and tried to do something with it.
So. Yeah, that was back in the mid-90s when you officially took over as the owner, and you were very young. And what was that like when you came in, right? And, I mean, because you were young. You were, what, 20s?
I was really young.
And yeah. There's all these other catering companies like, who's this kid over here? And, wait, what's he doing over here at Elasta? Because you really came in and, I don't want to say shook things up, but you made some waves, right?
Well, you know, I saw the world a lot different back then, right? Back then, I bought a business for my family, probably overpaid for it, didn't realize that for about 2 or 3 years, right? And so the only thing I wanted to do was I wanted to grow the business. And I see our future and who we are now completely different. But back then, when you needed to grow for money, you grew, right? And
yeah.
So shifted into some restaurants early on, trying to develop kind of what I thought I was trying to do is develop my reputation, right?
Right.
I think looking back after all these years, I was trying to find philosophies, right? I wanted to know who I was going to be as a cook, the style that I was going to be, who I was. And so opened a little restaurant in Moon Valley.
Yeah.
Started with some new American cuisine.
Yep.
And now my whole style has kind of grown into this kind of Arizona-influenced new American.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, Basis was first, Bar Teppo, and you've done all these other things. You guys have been at ASU. I think still are, right, currently?
We are.
Yeah. Yep.
22-year contract.
20, I mean, that's amazing, and providing those every day. Mm-hmm. And at some point, maybe you did have to, you know, you kind of went away from the restaurant thing to focus on there's only so much Steve Short can do in a day. And I know Christine, your wife, is the CEO of the house and the company. But you built this with a team, right? You've, you know, and in the catering business, a lot of, you know, staff come and go, right? I mean, it is what it is. It's the nature of the business. But you've had some people have been around for a while, right?
Yeah. You know, talk about two aspects of how the growth went and then also our team. We're heavily involved behind the scenes of sustainability. And so we track and our metrics demand that we track our turnover. We have about 14% turnover per quarter, which is incredibly low in the hospitality world.
Yeah, that's
right?
Real
so
low.
I have people who have been with me 15, 20 years. We retain staff really well. Flipping back to how we grew the company into restaurants, back into the event side, back in the early days, 2003, 2004, Christine and I were having some discussions of how do you build a hospitality business large, run it small. I think there's a ceiling to it, right? You've got to be with your clients, you know, you've got to be in front of your clients. And so we had this idea that we were going to start building our company in these different divisions. Currently, we operate 6 different divisions under the Steve Short Culinary Team brand.
Right.
At last of being the most, requiring the most of my time. And so we've built it big and we run it small. I'm still on the events. I'm in the kitchens. I'm on my tastings. I'm with my clients.
Yeah, no, it's important. If you're just tuning in, Steve Short, the owner of Elastic Catering, one of the top catering companies in all of Arizona, sustainability huge, making events special, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a business event, it could be anything. And you've done them all, right? Everything, pretty much any kind of event you can think of. When you sit down with a client for the first time, whatever the event is, right? You know that that event is special. If they're going to pay the money to have you do this right, you take that to heart a little bit, right? Like you're like, this is their moment. They're going to pay a lot of money for this. We got to make it special.
Yeah, we do. You know, I try to tell the story, right? I try to tell the philosophies of what we do, how we do it. I want to I want to instill that confidence into the clients on the investment that they're making with us. And then we take it very serious, Mark. We don't overbook, right? We're the only company in the city that doesn't use temporary staff, 100% our own staff. We have about 105 team members. When we reach capacity, we close off dates. Our clients never come to us and experience an overstretched team, which happens a lot in our in our world, in our business, right? We take it incredibly serious. We're trying to make a restaurant experience in a catering world. We're trying to take something really dysfunctional and make it incredibly functional.
Yeah, I like that mindset. Restaurant tour, but in a catering company, right? Because you've done them both. You've done it all. A couple things I want to bring up. You're the only caterer in Arizona that's part of the invitation-only group. What is that?
Well, this is a national group of catering companies across the country. It's invite only. It's one per area.
Oh, wow.
It really gives us a lot of opportunities to learn and to develop from other really top leading companies in the country. It's been great for us. Met a lot of great people, learned a lot. Hopefully I've delivered some value as well. It's a great organization.
Then recently, I think this is cool, Green Living Magazine named the last of the best company doing good for the planet in 2023. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, Mark, you know, people hire us consistently for three reasons, right? Great events by great people with great food. Behind the scenes, we've been on this journey since about 2008. During the recession, I got triggered to really start focusing on getting reconnected with food, and it brought me into this path of true, what I call practical sustainability for hospitality, right? I run these big, giant kitchens. Our production kitchen's a 25,000-square-foot kitchen. We don't produce trash, Mark. We have food philosophies, purchasing philosophies. Everything we do, from hiring to our finances, everything's through this whole lens of sustainability that really drives value back to the customer through this, again, I go back to this idea of functionality, systems, right? These philosophies require systems, and systems develop results, and we do that over and over and over. And to run a business, if I told you the metrics, it would blow your mind on how much we had to achieve to get to the zero landfill status that we protect. We produce about 300 pounds of trash a week. That's it. Wow. I think I produce more in my house.
Yeah. Steve, hey, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about your house. We're talking about your company. Steve Short, the owner of Elastic Catering, been around in the Valley for 40 years. Steve and his wife, Christine, run an unbelievable company here in town, and we're super excited that we're able to get them in. Plated, buffet, you've done them all, right? Is there something that you kind of look forward to more? Do you know what I mean? If someone comes to you, because you're still in there, you're still part of these decision making and, you know, the conversations. Is there what's your favorite to do?
Yeah, there's four different styles of service, right? There's station style.
Right.
There's buffet or chef attended. There's family style. There's plated. I mean, I like family style.
Okay.
I like the
sharing.
I like the social aspect of it.
That's because your wife's Italian, and that's how they do it.
That's exactly how they do it.
Mancha.
Yeah, that's right. So I enjoy that. We're having some fun with experimenting with a lot of open fire cooking right now, which will be something new we'll be launching into in fall. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too. That takes a completely different spin off of a buffet, right? Just cooking on open flames right in front of your clients. But, yeah, I would say family style is the most social aspect that I like.
Simple, sustainable, sophisticated. It says it right on your website, right? Your trucks are simple. There's no, you know, oh, look at this big billboard going down there. It's just a white truck with a little cursive writing, right? I think that is a cool thing when you look at what you're doing. You're not trying to wow them with fireworks and, you know, commercials and all this other stuff. You just do it. Word of mouth has happened for 40 years, and that's why you're considered one of the best in the business.
Well, thank you. You know, I tell you, we're a company that doesn't possess any arrogance, any pretentiousness. We're very, very confident, right? Very hardworking, very focused. Simplicity in hospitality and restaurants, in catering and events, in kitchens, that's the toughest part, Mark.
Yeah.
And simplicity is the focus on the ingredients, the focus on the execution. Simplicity is hard, right? It's hard in menu writing, menu development, and execution. And so, yeah, we remind ourselves by what we say we are, right? Yeah, you're not what you say you are what you do. And so we say it and then we execute.
Yeah. Now in Steve's personal life, he has a neon green pickup truck with fireworks coming out the back. No, I'm just kidding. Steve Short, the owner of Elasta Catering. Tell me the name Elasta. Is there a meaning to it? I've known you for a long, long time. I don't think I've ever asked you this question.
My dad started the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moved out from Columbia, Missouri, Midwest. Came out here when I was 6 weeks old. I was going to start a catering company.
Okay.
Goes to work for a restaurant for about 3 years. Opens a catering company, 19th Avenue in Camelback. I got pictures of it in my production kitchen. It was a 300-square-foot kitchen. Had an oven, a table, and a refrigerator. That was it, right? Had a list of names on what he wanted to name the company, my mom and my dad. He was down at his shop building it out. A lady stops by, and she was from something called the Yellow Pages, right?
Okay.
And back then, you had to get in on a deadline. You couldn't jump in. It's not electric, right? And so the lady said, deadline's 2 days. We need your name, need logo, need to be ready to go. He drives home. No phone, obviously, right?
Right.
She had two questions for him. You want an ad and you want a phone. He needed both. So he drives home, tells my mom that he changed his mind on the name. That the list that they had narrowed down to about seven names, that was out. They needed to have a new name. And she said, we've dreamt about this. You know, we have a catering company. At last, we have a catering company. And he said, that's it. Elasta Catering. I still have the napkin he wrote his name and his little funny-looking chef on. Came in, handed it to the lady the next day because he wanted a name that started with an A so he could be at the top of the phone book, right?
Come on.
And
how do I not know this story? This is magic.
I'm 16 years old. My dad decides he wants to teach me how to sell, gives me a pack of menus, sends me out. My dad's business was senior market, east of town, west of town, military contracts. Mark, nobody could pronounce the name. It was Atlanta. It was Alaska. It was all different names, right? So fast forward, I end up buying this small little business. My first task, what was it going to be? Change the name, right?
Right.
And then I realized how expensive it was to change the name. I'd already overspent for the business, and I had no money, so I wasn't changing the name.
Elasta it is.
And now Elasta it is. So, yeah, that's
it's
the
awesome
story.
Elasta, A-T-L-A-S-T-A, atlastacatering.com. Go to the website. Find out more about Steve Short, his family, his company. They're great people, and they can make your next event magical. My friend, great to see you. Thanks for spending some time with me.
You too, sir.
There you go. That's the Business Leader Spotlight on this Wednesday morning. Steve Short from Elasta Catering on a nap.